Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome from around the world in the chat room or on the phone to In the Studio with Linus. It's a weekly entertainment information show. We come on at 6 p.m. every Wednesday. You can call into the show and give a shout-out for a special person or maybe an upcoming event in your life. The chat room is always open for discussions. Discussions Weekly will center around hot topics, politics, NFL, NBA, weather changes, also what's new in music that just got released, most entertainment news around television, movies, and cable shows, and updates on performers, singers, actors, or sports figures, as well as current news. If there is a subject you would like to see discussed, well, contact us at the website of www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Thank you for supporting the show. We're very grateful for that. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, we do. And I am your host today, Linus. How about that? Okay, well, I'm going to tell you the hottest news story right now. We got to say a little bit about this right quick. NBC News fires Today Show anchor Matt Lauer after sexual misconduct review. Matt Lauer, the anchor of Today for two decades, was fired by NBC News after a detailed complaint about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. NBC News Chairman Andrew Lack said in a memo to employees Wednesday that the complaint, which was made by a colleague of Lauer's, prompted a serious review and represented a clear violation of our company's standards. And that's the hot item right now in the news, of course, is Matt Lauer. Okay, now, so today we're going to talk about, I'm going to tell you about Jay-Z's confession, why he committed adultery. We're also going to talk about six tips on losing weight through breakfast. How about that? Mercury retrograde, you know, that begins tomorrow, I think. No, Sunday. Sunday. Friday's the 1st. It starts the 3rd, December 3rd to December 23rd. So actually the 3rd will be on Sunday. And then we're also going to talk about mental health tips for people during the holidays. You know, for some people it can be a blessing, it could be a curse, and for some just depression. So we're going to talk about that. So to begin with, let's start with health and wellness, huh? Let's start with the 6 tips on how to eat breakfast and lose weight. An habitual strategy for losing weight is to reduce the number of calories for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But it's much more effective and more pleasant in this sense to work a literate breakfast program with a concentration on certain foods and ingredients. So, number 1, increase the serving size. Yes, on one hand, the larger the serving size, the more calories. But on the other hand, in this case, experts note a more effective weight loss due to the regulation of metabolism. Number 2, add bran. I always eat bran. Grape bran cereal. I love that. Eat that all the time. Excuse me. Nutritionists call bran one of the key dietary products because they contain an excessive amount of fiber and, in return, removes toxins, improves intestinal motility, and stabilizes the level of sugar in the blood. Also, bran, oatmeal. I love oatmeal, too. That's another one that's good. Okay, number 3, switch to protein. Chicken breasts, steamed beef, tofu and cheese are all quality sources of protein which should appear on your morning table as often as possible. After all, it's not a secret that the protein perfectly satiates and, according to the results of the research, stimulates the production of a satiety indicator, peptide. Why? In this study, participants who ate breakfast for a meal rich in protein reported that they felt not hungry and less likely to have a snack before lunch. How about that? Number 4, prepare the eggs. Omelet, fried, or soft boil. Whichever recipe you choose, we have great news. Recent studies have shown that eating 2 eggs in the morning helps to lose weight more effectively than with a complete lack of food for breakfast. The fact is that eggs are very rich in protein, as much as 5.5 grams in one piece. Namely, this component effectively removes excess fluid from the body and permanently satisfies hunger. Bonus, eggs also contain choline, which improves the function of the nervous and the cardiovascular system. Number 5, eat oatmeal. It may sound quite trite, but it's better not to find a plate of warm classic oatmeal for breakfast. According to a recent study, people who eat a bowl of oatmeal for breakfast are less hungry and generally more satisfied with eating than those who eat the same amount of cereal flakes. For this, thanks to satiating fiber, which stabilizes blood sugar levels and protects against insulin jumps, provoking sudden bouts of hunger. Number 6, do not forget about the grapefruit. According to one study, eating half a grapefruit before each meal, you quickly lose weight. The effect is achieved due to the fat-burning properties of grapefruit, useful substances, as well as their beneficial effects on blood sugar levels. For a well-balanced breakfast, combine grapefruit with foods rich in protein such as yogurt or eggs. Now, I want to say some grapefruit is high in acid, too. I tried that grapefruit diet for a while, and the acid just played havoc on my body. So I am going to suggest maybe like lemonade, maybe some lemon juice, or what else is good besides lemon juice? I don't know, maybe mango or grape just as a derivative. I don't know how rich it is in vitamins, but I'll tell you what, the acid won't be as effective on your body if you have an acid limit, if you use one of the other ones. So, okay, next up, let's talk about Mercury retrograde. Oh, boy. December 3rd, write it down, y'all, December 3rd to December 23rd. How about that? 2 days before Christmas. And you will still feel the residuals of Mercury retrograde for a week after. Okay, so even though it ends on the 23rd, you might feel it up into New Year's. And because it starts on the 3rd, you could feel essence of that right now this week. If anything's been happening to you that's kind of odd or out in left field, it's already, you know, you're feeling the effects of it already before Sunday. So just to let you know, if things have been kind of kooky or crazy, it's not you. It's just Mercury retrograde prelim. Okay, so how do we manage December Mercury retrograde? The last Mercury retrograde of 2017 is just around the corner, not the only planet to have a retrograde period. However, Mercury retrograde affects everyone in a typically uniform way, thus why so many are aware of its effects and plan accordingly when it occurs. With so much hustle and bustle occurring with the holidays in December, planning ahead should help your holiday be less stressful. And I do want to say this. I hope a lot of you did your shopping or got the bulk of it out the way before the end of November. Mercury affects all types of communication, formal contracts and agreements, and coding. This includes, but are not limited to, speaking, listening, learning, researching, editing, selling, buying, negotiating, agreements, manuscripts, deeds, contracts, leases, wills, cell phones, computer, transportation, etc. Why does this affect them? A retrograde is like a sleeping period. It is not fully alert to oversee things properly. This retro has a positive, though. It helps you to see what has been missed in the past so you can move forward with a stronger foundation. Now that you know how and why Mercury retrograde affects you, what can you do to ensure your holiday season has less stress? So I've got four things for you. Number one, online gift purchases. If you like to get your shopping done online, order it before retrograde begins. Because Mercury rules communication, transportation, and computers, there are many possible ways something may go wrong. Ordering early not only helps you get your gift giving completed before the rush, it also helps to avoid possible Mercury retrograde issues. I'm telling you, because this year, y'all, I'm not going shopping. I'm not dealing with the crowds, the malls, none of that. It overwhelms me. So this year I'm giving all four of my kids, both the girls and the two boys, money. I'm just going to cash them out, give them some cash, and do whatever they want to do. Okay, number two, repairs. If you're hosting festivities and been putting off a repair or tune-up on your appliances, now's the time to hire someone, get that stuff done and complete it, okay? As appliances are part of Mercury's domain, there's a possibility that they may have issues during the retrograde. So don't forget to include your furnace if you haven't already had it serviced for the season. By the way, talking about the furnace and heat before I get to three and four, this winter on the west side of the United States, the temperatures are going to be colder than normal this winter. On the east side, from the Midwest to the east side of the United States, your temperatures are going to be a lot warmer this winter than normal. So look forward to that. I think you guys are going to have a really good winter compared to us. But anyway, God bless, just to let you know. Okay, number three, travel. Mercury retrograde affects so many aspects of traveling. Give yourself extra time. Double check depart and arrival times. Expect delays. If you're traveling by car, make sure the car is ready for travel. And number four, invites. If you're holding a party, get those invites out early and get as much planning done before the retrograde as possible. If you're going to parties, plan your travel with a Mercury retrograde in mind. In other words, give yourself extra time, y'all. Okay? Now, let me repeat this one more time so you remember. Mercury affects all types of communication, formal contracts and agreements, and coding. This includes, but are not limited to, speaking, listening, learning, researching, editing, selling or buying, negotiating, agreements, manuscripts, if you're a writer, deeds, contracts, lease, wills, cell phones, computers, transportation. Okay? So just remember all those things, and it's from December 3rd through December 23rd. Okay, thank you. All righty, well, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes. So don't you go nowhere. Hang in there. We got a good show tonight, plenty of information. In fact, coming up next is who? Jay-Z and his confession. See you in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. I'm sorry, the chat room is not open tonight for some reason. Blog Talk Radio don't want me to get in there and fire it up, so that's okay. That's all right with me. You can call in and we can still talk about the different news stories. Okay, so the next story up that I'm going to talk about is Jay-Z explains why he was unfaithful to Beyonce. He talks complicated relationship with Kanye West. So, let's see what's going on. Jay-Z is opening up about dealing with deeply personal issues. Let's see. What do we got? Okay, Dean Pack, the 47-year-old rapper, opens up about therapy and the issues that led to him to being unfaithful in his marriage to Beyonce. Jay-Z reveals that he was able to find a good therapist through friends of his. I grew so much from the experience, he says, but I think the most important thing I got is that everything is connected. Every emotion is connected, and it comes from somewhere. And just being aware of it in everyday life puts you at such an advantage. You know, you realize that if someone's racist towards you, it ain't about you. It's about their upbringing and what happened to them and how that led them to this point. You know, most bullies bully. It just happens. Oh, you got bullied as a kid, so you trying to bully me? I understand. And once I understand that, instead of reacting to that with anger, I can provide a softer landing and maybe, oh, man, is you okay? He continues. I was just saying there was a lot of fights in our neighborhood that started with, what you looking at? Why you looking at me? You looking at me? And then realize, oh, you think I see you. You're in this space where you're hurting, and you think I see you, so you don't want me to look at you, and you don't want me to see you. Jay-Z says it's this attitude that led him to shut down emotionally when it came to his relationship, especially with women. You have to survive, he explains. So you go into survival mode, and when you go into survival mode, what happens? You shut down all emotions. So even when women, you're going to shut down emotionally, so you can't connect. In my case, like, it's deep, and then all the things happen from there. Infidelity. It didn't happen in that way, he stresses. We were using our art almost like a therapy session. We started making music together, and then the music she was making at that time was further along, so her album came out as opposed to the joint album that we were working on. We still have a lot of that music, and this is what it became. There was never a point where it was like, I'm making this album. I was right there the entire time. Not surprisingly, he admits that listening to the music made them both very, very uncomfortable. But the best place in the hurricane is in the middle of it, he shares. The best place is right in the middle of the pain, and that's where we were sitting, and it was uncomfortable, and we had a lot of conversations. I was, Jay-Z says, really proud of the music she made, and she was really proud of the art I released. And, you know, at the end of the day, we really have a healthy respect for one another's craft. I think she's amazing. You know, most people walk away, and, like, divorce rate is like 50% or something, because most people can't see themselves. He says of his marriage to Beyonce, the hardest thing is seeing pain on someone's face that you cause and then have to deal with yourself. During the candid interview, Jay-Z also talks about his rocky relationship with Kanye West. West reportedly left Tidal in July over a money dispute, and last October, West publicly slammed Jay-Z during a concert rant. I talked to Kanye the other day just to tell him, like, he's my brother, he reveals. I love Kanye. I do. It's a complicated relationship with us. Because, you know, Kyan come into this business on my label, he continues. So I've always been like a big brother, and we're both entertainers. It's always been like a little underlying competition with your big brother. And we both love and respect each other's art, too. So it's like we both, everyone wants to be the greatest in the world. You know what I'm saying? And then there's a lot of other factors that play in it, but we're gonna always be good. Still, Jay-Z admits there's currently tension between the two. But what happens, he stresses, in the long relationship, you know, hopefully when we're 89, we look at the 6 months or whatever time we laughed at that. There's going to be complications in the relationship that we have to get through. And the only way to get through that is we sit down and have a dialogue and say, these are the things that I'm uncomfortable with. These are the things that are unacceptable to me. This is what I feel. I'm sure he feels that I've done things to him as well. I'm not a perfect human being by no stretch. While JC calls Wes highly evolved, he hints that Wes's behavior is at least part of which led to the problems brewing between the two of them. Wes is a very compassionate person, and a lot of time he gets in trouble trying to help others, he muses. So I can't identify with it. It's just that there's certain things that happen that's not really acceptable to me, and we just need to speak about it. But there's genuine love there. Jay-Z received a whopping 8 2018 Grammy nominations for 444, which were announced on Monday. The rapper is competing in 3 major categories, Album of the Year, Record of the Year, The Story of OJ, and Song of the Year, 444. Okay, and that's the rest of that story about Jay-Z. I don't see anything else, so I think that was it for him. But anyway, thank you, Jay-Z. You know what? We do appreciate you coming forward and being truthful about what was going on. So, you know, understanding and communication, y'all. I've always said that to everybody. When you're in a relationship, I don't care about the sex. Sex will be. But if you can't communicate and understand each other or come to a compromise, then what good is the rest of it? And number one, you got to learn to love yourself. So let me say this. Love yourself first before you can love somebody else, which means that you're going to understand you spiritually, mentally, and physically, who you are when you love yourself. And if you don't understand yourself to love yourself, then I suggest that you get help, and there is nothing wrong with therapy, okay? Psychologists, psychiatrists, whatever. There's nothing wrong with that, and black people do that. Because we're bad about that. White people are going to heartbeat, drop a dime, they're there. But we act like we don't need the help. Please go. I've even had therapy. It's good. Sometimes it's nothing but just for that objective person just to get stuff off your back or whatever that's been bothering you. So I will say that. But every day, say forgive to love and love to forgive. I believe if you say that every day, your day will start out on a good note and you'll feel good about what you're doing. So always, every day, forgive to love and love to forgive, and my will be done, okay? My will be done, because you're going to will this to happen. The things that you want to happen in your life, will it. There's a, 50 Cent. I'm sorry, I can't think of his real name, because that's just a stage name. He was on a show with Tavis Smiley. And I know I'm kind of getting away from the break. But anyway, he was on the show with Tavis Smiley. And Tavis Smiley said at a young age, because I think his mother died when he was 8 years old. And by the age of 12, I guess he lived with an aunt. He willed himself that he was going to have a career and make money and do better in his life. He wasn't going to go down that drug scene, violence and murder and all that stuff. He was going to do better. So this is what he told Tavis Smiley. He said, Tavis asked him, how'd you do it? He said, I willed it. I will myself. So this is what I'm telling you. When you get up in the morning, whatever prayers you say or meditation, before you walk out that door, say, I forgive to love and I love to forgive. My will be done. Okay? So remember that, y'all. I'll probably repeat it again on Sunday at the Psychic Show, but please remember that. Okay, without further ado, let's take this break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2, okay?
Ain't nobody crying.
I'll take you there.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is, let's see, what time is it, 6:30? Yeah, it's about 6:35 on the West Coast, and it's about 9:35 on the East Coast. So welcome around the world, not in the chat room, but on the phone. We're so glad that you're here today listening to the show, and hopefully you're enjoying it as well. Okay, now we're going to discuss, discuss the 11 mental health tips to avoid getting stressed out over the holidays. This is very important because during the holidays you can get stressed out. You might think bears have the right idea, hibernating through the winter seems smart in the face of all the pressures to find the perfect gifts, attending every holiday party, and avoiding telling your relatives what you really think of their Facebook posts. Unfortunately, closing your eyes 1 second and waking up in the springtime the next ain't gonna happen. It ain't an option. So what you can do, though, is keep these expert-backed mental health tips on hand to help you get through the holidays without hating life. So I hope that you have a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper to jot down notes as I go through them. Okay, number one, keep a running tally of how often you say you should do certain traditions. Then consider not doing them. People often feel internal pressure about things they should do for holidays. A clinical psychologist in Pasadena, California, tells Self he knows that this is especially true when it comes to holiday traditions, which can hold us captive. Pay attention to how often the S word escapes from your mouth, then follow advice. If you catch yourself saying, should I hold a lot, step back and say, what do I want, really? Obviously, there are some traditions that might seem non-negotiable, like visiting your family, but if any holiday customs have started to feel like joyless obligations, there's no shame in dropping them or trying to tweak them so that they're more enjoyable. Maybe that means having a staycation instead of going home or bringing a close friend to visit your family with you. Number two, pick three must-have holiday experiences rather than trying to do it all. Let me say that again. Pick three of must-have holiday experiences rather than trying to do it all. Setting unrealistic expectations of how much you'll be able to squeeze in is one of the biggest holiday stressors. So, pick three things. I know every year I go with one of my daughters and we go look at the lights, the Christmas lights, not too far, it's a community not too far away from us, from me. And it's really a joy and a pleasure. Not only is the whole community in lights, Christmas lights, but outside each house they have a bin that you can bring food, canned goods, dry, or whatever that you think can help somebody out. And you just put, jump out your car and go throw it in one of the bins. It doesn't matter which house. Each house has a big barrel bin out there. And I guess at the end of Christmas, they donate this to all churches and different organizations and stuff that help people out. So forget trying to make 25 different types of magic happen. Instead, make a list of three holiday experiences you absolutely need to have. Wright says, maybe it's making sure to light the menorah with your family every night, pulling off a secret Santa exchange with your friends, and volunteering at a soup kitchen. Wright recommends prioritizing whatever your top three experiences are, then consider anything else you do as a bonus. You can also, I'll tell you another thing, if you're not in a group or group or a church function, you can always go to, I'm sure there's missions around in your community, and adopt a family for Christmas. You know, my daughter's sorority, they do that every year. They adopt a family, and half the sorority buys for the parents, and the other half buys all the presents for the kids. And it's just so neat, and it makes the girls feel good. You know, I mean, young ladies, because they're not girls, they're women. But, you know, it just makes them feel good. But they do that every Christmas. They adopt a family, and they make sure that the parents and the children have a good Christmas. Okay, number three, make a band holiday stress 2017 playlist. Then keep it ready to go on your phone. If the endless traveling, catching up, holiday partying, small talk are draining your resources, give yourself permission to tap out when you need to. One great tool to help with this, a zone-out playlist made up of songs that can either energize you or calm you down, depending on what you need. Just getting some peace with your thoughts and some great songs may be enough to recharge you to dive back into the fray. More often than not, other people aren't going to notice what you're doing. It's okay to take a break. Yes, it is. Number four, create a spirit of flexibility around holiday get-togethers. This is how it answers to all too common feeling of suddenly dreading a party where you were looking forward to a month ago. Instead of responding to every invitation with the ironclad acceptance, be enthusiastic about your hope to go. Buffer a little by saying, I'm going to try to make it, or I'd love to try to come. Okay? Number five, identify a time when everything went wrong, but you still had the most fun. Holidays can be especially anxiety-inducing because there's an expectation to live up to incredible old memories and create amazing new ones. We set a high bar for ourselves, but force good times really work. Before you host a holiday party, introduce your partner to your family or do something else that's freaking you out. Remember a time from your past when everything seemed like it was falling apart, but you still had a hilarious, amazing time? There's your reminder that everything doesn't have to be perfect in order to be good. Amen. Number six, keep a deep breathing exercise on hand for when Aunt Carol asks why you're still single. Stress can make you breathe faster, right, sis? While deep breathing can help you calm down instead of permanently marring Aunt Carol's opinion of you with a rant or why being single is totally valid. The Mayo Clinic suggests inhaling deeply through your nose for long enough to fill your abdomen while focusing on making your stomach move with your breathing instead of your chest. Then exhaling through your nose as well. So you're going to breathe, bring your stomach in as tight as you can, and then let it go through your nose. Breathe out through your nose. You can also experiment with how long to breathe in and out based on what feels calming, you know, to you. Number seven, schedule downtime like it's a doctor's appointment. You might technically have a vacation from work, but trying to plan parties and buy gifts and make all these big meals can actually create a more stressful environment. Make appointments in your calendar that are really just meetings between you and your bed, you and every episode of Mindhunter, or you and whatever else it is you need to relax. Then stick to them the way you would stick to appointments with other people, okay? Number eight, recognize that a holiday meal is just that, one meal. On the one hand, holiday food can be pretty darn delicious, meaning there's a lot of pressure to indulge, and relatives who won't stop asking why you're not indulging. On the other hand, there's a lot of pressure not to go overboard on a single meal, whatever that means. Try to forget all of this and eat and move your body in ways that feel good for your mind and body, okay? It's about balance and not beating yourself up. One day isn't going to torpedo your eating habits, no matter how many scoops of mashed potatoes you have, or peach cobbler, or sweet potato pie, or greens. Number nine, delete your autosave credit card information from your phone and computer. Money worries are especially prevalent during the holidays. If you always shop too much out of holiday anxiety, then get stressed out about how much you're spending, making it harder to use your money in the first place. Delete your cards, auto-save information from your devices. After that, the few extra minutes I'll take to fish out your card can help you figure out if you really need those uterus-shaped cookie cutters. You might, though, because that sounds amazing. It sounds sick. I don't know about you. Number 10, get in touch with any family members you disagree with before you see them. This is important, y'all. Right before the holidays, when everyone typically just wants to get along and be the best time to squash any arguments. You can reach out to that person and say, I want to make sure we're okay before we see each other. It's scary, but also worth it, so you're not tempted to lunge at your sister over the turkey. This can also work if there's a situation that isn't easily solved, like if you and a family member disagree about politics. You can explain that you want both of you to enjoy the holiday, so you think it would be good to avoid talking about the news, then suggest other things that you can discuss, like the recent trip abroad, new kids in the family, who's pregnant, engagements, wedding coming up. Give them topics, give them options for safe topics. And this is true because right now, almost wherever you go, wherever you be every day, somebody's talking about Trump's. So on Christmas and New Year's, don't bring his ass up. Okay, enjoy your family and friends. Let it go. I agree here with this doctor. Let it go. Think of something else to talk about that's going to make you happy and smile. Shoot, tell a joke. Do a karaoke. Have somebody sing that can't sing and laugh. But, you know, don't talk about politics. Let that go during this holiday season, especially Christmas and New Year's. Enjoy your family and friends. Number 11, and this is the last one. If you're really worried about how you're going to handle the holidays, make a therapy appointment for as soon as you can. Sometimes this time of year dredges up a lot of painful memories and emotions that go beyond usual holiday stress and veer into anxiety and depression. Well, this is true. Like if you've had loved ones that have died in the month of November for Thanksgiving or either that have died in the month of December, you're going to think about it. And it doesn't matter whether it happened yesterday, a month ago, or 10 or 20 years ago. It's going to cross your mind. It is. It's going to cross your mind. It's tough when you have something buried away and get ambushed by it during the holidays. If you already have a therapist, they're probably giving you some useful tools to deal with these feelings. But if you don't, seeing someone can be tremendously helpful. Of course, it can be tough to get a last-minute appointment with a therapist before the holidays, but even reaching out to make your first appointment or asking friends for referrals or family members can feel like you're doing something to eventually feel better, which may offer you some relief. And that is 11 mental health tips. So I hope that y'all took notes and took that information down to heart, because I hope it'll help everybody. And let's make this year, I know we're going into Mercury retrograde, and it's a communication problem and understanding, you know, things get kind of quirky and out on left field. But if all possible, like I said, get up in the morning and say, I forgive the love, and I love to forgive, my will be done, and I'm going to have a good day today. I will have a good day today. I will enjoy my family and my friends during the holidays, the dinners and the parties, and feel good about it and feel good about myself. Okay, and if you don't have anyone, like some people are really alone, their relatives are gone, or they may not have maybe one or two friends, my suggestion is maybe from your job, if you're working, Ask if there's something going on, a party or something that maybe you can kind of, you know, get invited to. Or if you're go to church, you're religious, maybe ask if there's something going on there. Or if you, you know, got some people you hang out with now and then, maybe give one of them a call and see what's going on that you might get invited to, just to take away a little bit of the loneliness. And don't forget, turn the music on. Listen to some music, too. That's helpful. And maybe even get out and take a little short walk around the neighborhood, just a breath of fresh air. You know, that'll do you good, too. So I hope that some of those tips and things, you know, have helped you. Let's see. So I'll be on Friday Traffic Jam at 6 p.m. I want to thank you, everybody, for joining me today on In the Studio with Linus. I will be back Friday at 6 p.m., same time, same place, Blog Talk Radio with the Essence of Success Radio Network. And I don't know what kind of music I'm playing, but trust me, it'll be some kind of holiday music. Something to get you going on the weekend, right? Like, yay! So anyway, look forward to that. And thank you again. And if no one has told you they love you today, I do. And I will look for you guys on Friday at 6 p.m. Have a good one, everybody, and be safe.
Possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine with two lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find us. Lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way.